Hello and welcome to another Silver Alerts coming to you from Gen Con Day 2. We are in the Chaosium Room with Brian Holland, Executive Director of Role Playing Games. Brian, congratulations on the upgrade.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. So it was last year, the year before we spoke last?
Yeah.
So it's been a really fun time, but I'm still doing the marketing stuff with you. So they haven't replaced me yet.
That's great. It's always nice to talk to like the same people. You kind of get to know them. It's, you know, role playing is such like a personal interrelationship game, hobby, system, whatever you want to call it.
Lifestyle.
Yeah. So it's nice to still be able to talk to you. Yeah. So lots of cool things happening with Chaosium this year. There's a new Pendragon release.
Yes. So Pendragon, the Boy King, is our big pre-release for this weekend. So this will be in wide release in September of this year. For people who know Pendragon, this is the what was once known as the Great Pendragon Campaign. So Greg Stafford, before he passed away in 2018, did say that this version of the Great Pendragon Campaign and this edition of Pendragon, he considered to be his greatest work in role-playing games over, you know, a 5-6 decade period of time. So the cool thing, so the original Great Pendragon Campaign is considered one of the best role-playing campaigns ever written. Mm-hmm. And Greg made a lot of changes, a lot of expansions to it. And while it was great, if we had published it all in one book, it would have been about 1,000 pages long.
Right.
So what we've done instead, so the Boy King covers the first 18 in-game years of this 80-year in-game year campaign.
Wow.
So this takes you from Arthur drawing the sword to the conquest period when he reunites Britain. And it is a meaty tome. That is so there's easily, if you are lucky enough to be playing once a week, you'll probably get through it in about 10 months. So volume 2 will be out this time next year. And they while they are individual volumes, you don't have to play them in order. You could, if you just want to skip straight to, like, you know, the Grail quest, you can just start a new campaign with volume 3, for example. So, you know, you can also play them all sequentially to have that epic ongoing generational campaign. But if people are like, you know, I've done Arthur drawing the sword so many times, like, let's skip straight to when he's in Camelot and now doing the Knights of the Round Table thing, you'll be able to do that.
I've heard so much about that Great Pendragon campaign from other players, peers of mine.
Yeah.
I've never done it myself, so it's one of those things where I feel like I should do
it. Definitely should.
Should at some point. I better get started soon.
Yeah. So you've got at least a year before you
there
you
go
behind.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And Innsmouth is a new release for Cthulhu.
Yeah. So in 2024, we released Call of Cthulhu Arkham, which was one of our best selling books. So Mike Mason, the creative director of Call of Cthulhu, put that together, and then Innsmouth, which is one of the other famous cities from the Cthulhu mythos, has been given that same Arkham treatment. So Call of Cthulhu Innsmouth is a detail of that, you know, cursed seaside town that most of us sort of know. If we're, you know, around our Call of Cthulhu, we know the sort of what's going on in Innsmouth. But the great thing that Mike has done with this is he's actually presented a lot of alternative takes on what could maybe actually be happening in Innsmouth. So for those of you who are thinking like, oh, I've played in Innsmouth, my players know there's deep ones, it's kind of just retreading the same ground. First of all, you're wrong. There's a lot going on there. But second of all, if you are a keeper, there are so many options in this to make Innsmouth like really fresh, exciting, and scary again. Mm. And for those of you who haven't played at Innsmouth, like the book is replete with over like 180 locations, several dozen NPCs, all of which are interconnected and have like lots of individual scenario hooks for every location. Mm. I love to play it because the book comes with two different maps of Innsmouth, so one for the players, one's for the GM with all the secrets on it. It also comes with a newspaper prop where it is the Innsmouth Courier that you can give to your players, like, oh, this is the newspaper today, and most of those things that are there are linked to things you can do as a sandbox exploration of the town. So it's very, very cool. Another cool thing we are doing this weekend, we're actually nearly sold out of Innsmouth, so I don't have an Innsmouth to show up and hold and show you, but it is in stock on chaosium.com. This is the first preview of our Call of Cthulhu minis range we're doing with our partners Titanforge. This is the Denizens of Innsmouth pack, which is our exclusive for this weekend at Gen Con. These are the same quality miniatures that our friends at Paizo and Free League do, because Titanforge work with them as well. We're really, really excited. So if you're not at Gen Con, you didn't get these specific ones. This is just the preview pack. There will be way more information about what we're doing as an expansive series of Call of Cthulhu minis coming in the coming months. So
are these going to be available as STLs also?
Yeah, so Titanforge do that through my mini factory. So okay. Yeah, when we do that, they'll be available for those of you who love 3D printing. You'll have all your STLs. You can buy them like that. Those of you who don't 3D print, or like me, find it esoteric and strange, even though I'm a huge miniatures guy. I'm like, I can't do the 3D printing because it's going to become a hobby in and of itself.
It
you can just buy them pre-printed and everything for you too.
Awesome. So last but not least, I hear there's a new backer kit coming.
Yes. So we are, Chaosium, for the first time in a long time, is actually creating a new game, new IP, and a new mechanic and system.
Yeah. What's it called?
It's called Time Without Tide. And so those of you who know our catalog, Chaosium is very discerning when it comes to publishing whole new games that aren't related to something we've already done. So hopefully that means people are going to really sort of turn their heads and listen. Like that is frankly a big deal. The last like whole new IP we did was Pendragon over 40 years ago, right? Yeah. So Time Without Tide is a game of mirth and misery set in a faux Victorian post-apocalyptic setting where the moon has exploded and covered the world in this horrid mutating fog.
Okay.
And you play as delvers in this, you know, faux Victorian society who you delve into the fog with the light of your lantern and you explore for remnants of the world that was. And there's a lot of unpleasant things lurking out in that fog, and it's very likely that you will be changed by it yourself.
Okay.
It is more so than some of our other games. It is a game that really rewards unique character building. And it's unlike anything we've done. It looks gorgeous. You can go to... the backer kit page is live now, and you can follow it. Costs you no money, and when you follow it, you can download a free 64-page quick start,
okay,
which has quick start rules, suite of pre-made characters, and a full adventure that you can play. And you can just follow that. So if you just type in to your search engine of choice, "Time Without Tide Backer Kit," you'll find that, and that's going to crowdfunding, I believe, in a few weeks.
Okay, can you give us a little peek into what the mechanics are? Is it still using basic role-playing, or...?
No, it is new. It's a D6 dice pool system where every character has three attributes and several skills, and the really unique thing is about it, you always pair one skill with one attribute, but the player can decide how they want to do that. So if I said, for example, you come across, using a Call of Cthulhu adjacent sort of example for those of you, so you come across a forbidden ancient text, would you like to try and read it? Someone might say, I'll use my mind attribute with my linguistics skill, and I'll do that. And I might be like, I don't have a very good mind attribute. Can I use my dexterity in my linguistics? Because my character's just going to flip through it really quick, you know? So it rewards that innovative, interesting way of looking at different situations by pairing your limited skills with your limited attributes and then justifying narratively how your weird character is doing that.
And is there like a threshold you have to beat? Is it like sixes?
I can't remember. There's the difficulty settings and stuff. So I'm not the designer of the game, I can tell you that. But there's thresholds in there. One of the more interesting things about the game is, I mentioned you walk into the fog and the fog has mutative properties. Your character will become mutated. And initially these mutations are bad things, so you can either use your resources to get rid of them, or you can be like, my arm has started growing eyes. I actually might lean into that. That could be cool. And if you put your experience points into developing that, it becomes an adaptation, which actually becomes a bonus to your character. So you get really wacky. We can get some really wacky, unique character builds because you're like, I didn't make this character thinking I was going to end up with a giant scorpion tail, but now I have one, and that's pretty cool.
I'm thinking about...
You're speechless.
I'm thinking, okay, is it random?
You have to go to the backer kit page and download the quick stuff.
If you're
at Gen Con, though, which no one who sees this will be, I don't think, but you might have got. We are giving out hard copies of that quick start. So you come back later today, I'll give you one.
Okay.
You can play it tonight.
I'm actually working hard to try and get stuff out while I'm here. So,
Maybe come back Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah. Awesome, Brian. I appreciate being able to talk to you again. It's great to see you. Your hair looks fabulous, I have to say. Yeah, I used to have hair like that, so yeah, I'm a little jealous. a little bit bigger. But anyway, thanks, Brian.
Thank you so much for your time. Thank you, everybody.
Bye.